T-Mobile.
KO4CEF.
Friday. I had a bunch of wet frost on my windshield this morning.
It's still coming down, too.
It's as hot as it gets today. It's only going to drop the rest of the day.
A little light jacket in the morning, but I don't have it. I'm probably going to regret it later today.
That's right. I threw one on just to use it as a raincoat this morning.
I got something in the truck that I can wear.
I got three or four coats there at the office. I got their regular work coat and a couple of pullovers and that, so I should be good once I get there.
Hey, I'm going to run in the store real quick. I'll be right back. 7-3.
Roger that. KN4, TF Cookie, standing by.
CEF Mobile.
KN4, TFW.
Up underneath the gas station awning and you just lose every bit of the signal.
A couple of spots like that. You go to Zaxby's over here in Greer, and as soon as you get around back of the building, the signal is just gone.
I can't understand, I guess, because, like, you know, like a gas station, the canopy's on the top. How does that block radio frequency that's coming out in a, the donut-shaped pattern away from the repeater? I don't get it. I don't really understand it.
Right under the awning, right?
The radio waves are coming, you know, horizontally or, you know, at an angle from the repeater, and you're still able to see the horizon. Why would it block off the RF signal?
Acting like a Faraday cage, you know what I mean, and just kind of blocking off just enough to make it where you can't get in.
A good chance of that, I believe. I could probably see it more like that than, because it doesn't make sense that it's just the top. It's just like a roof, and it's blocking off. I mean, I can't hear the 610 up underneath the awning or anything.
Because at the gas station, that roof is probably grounded really good, being at the gas station and having explosives. Because, I mean, I can use my HT underneath my tin roof on my deck, and it works fine.
So if that tin roof doesn't block it, then it's got to be something special about that awning.
Mostly grounded.
Moving plans, you and the wife got anything else going on this weekend?
Not that I know of. I gotta help her go pick up the U-Haul truck, I guess, late tomorrow afternoon, because they're closed on Sunday, and then help her move on Sunday. Then next weekend, I think my mother-in-law comes over about Wednesday, and then next weekend I gotta take her back to North Carolina.
Weekend, then, don't you?
Picture of the daughter's house?
That was crazy. I mean, that would have to be scary to watch the water rise up to that level. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I would handle that. I mean, I've never seen floodwaters going up to my house, so I don't know what my reaction would be, but I would think it would have to be scary.
I guess it only takes minutes for it to happen. One night, there was some funny sounds, and it was the water going under the house, you know, pushing the underpinning.
Only time it's done, or you said it's happened before?
Taking her the third time, and then she was really freaking out this time because it was still raining, and then the granddaughter was freaking out, and then Susan was getting upset. It was just a big spiral. Last time it did it, so right at the end of our little trailer park is a little bridge over the creek, and a bunch of debris, it got locked up. And so the water was going around the bridge and coming into the complex.
It's not a floodplain that normally the creek rises and floods. This one's not blocked at all.
About 20 foot wide, and usually it's just a little trickle, and it's got probably 2 or 3 foot banks, but any water that falls over on the west side kind of comes through there. So if they get a lot of training, you know, it comes through there, but then the debris in the bridge doesn't help. Hold on a minute, I'm going in a bad spot. KN4 TFW.
It doesn't take long to happen. I mean, by the time you really get to move or react to it, it's probably already too late most of the time.
To have a go bag or whatever, you know, already ready so you can just grab it and go because you just don't have much time. The first time it did it, she showed me a picture and I said, well, it's not that deep. It's right there on the little road. And you could probably drive the car out. She says it's deeper down at the end. And I'm thinking, how can that be? It's flat. But all that water was rushing around the bridge, making it, you know, 2 foot deep down at the end.
That is crazy. I'd be moving. I'd have to move.
I told Susan, I said, it wouldn't happen to me but once. But their money situation, that's the best they can afford.
Understand that. I mean, you got to live where you can afford to live, but yeah, I would definitely be looking for something at some point in time.
Moved up there to Kentucky because it's just too expensive here to live, especially with only one of them working and, you know, not making very much, just barely above minimum.
Yeah, I don't know how you make it nowadays working minimum wage in the house and everything. You'd have to have another income.
Got to pay child support too, so, you know, that hits his check. She had a good job from Amazon working from home and everything, and she kept it for about a year and a half, and then it just was stressing her out because all of the people that called, you know, their package weren't arriving, and they just all get ugly.
Imagine that. I mean, it's a great opportunity if you want it, but yeah, I can only imagine that. I mean, people are so self-entitled nowadays. My dad's supposed to take his technician's test tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Does he live remotely close or we can talk?
Links a trial on, so at his house, I think he does fine. You know, he can hear this repeater. I've talked on it from his back porch on his HT, so I think so far, I mean, the way his test scores are, you know, with the practice test, I think he's going to do fine with passing it. I mean, last he told me it was either 90s or 100% most of the time, so I think he's going to pass.
Awesome. He needs to at least look at the general so that he might get past it at the same time. If he can get on air, then we can find out the scoop about you.
But I don't know if he'll get into, I guess, long distance contacts or anything. I don't think that's going to interest him, but we'll see. It might grow on him.
For when you know when I retire and you know you can't work outside or something, you know, or you get disabled and you're in the house for a while, you can at least make some contacts, talk to some people, you know, play around and practice with the radio. That's what I was doing, practicing with the radio, just, you know, so that if you did need to use it in an emergency situation, you knew how to use it. KN4 TFW.
I think that's where the good thing where the license comes in, like even if you wanted it just for emergencies or whatnot, you should be on practicing how to use your radio, how to operate it. And without the license, you can't legally do that. And I think it's a good thing, but, you know, he could always play around on 10 meters. I mean, now's a good time, but you'd have to have an HF rig to do it, so. I just don't know if he'll ever go that route or mount antennas and whatnot.
That'll help him out?
I would. But I don't know that he would actually go that route. You know, I don't I run a coax up into the roof in a skinny minute or climb up under the house and run a coax, but I don't know if he'll do that.
Start making a few contacts, you know, and get over mic fright. It ain't too bad. You know, I like, you know, trying to jump in there on a pile up, on a HODA pile up or a contest pile up, and seeing if I can get in.
But, I guess we'll see. Right now, he's just got the HD, so we'll see where it goes from there. It might just be the talk locally on the radio. But I think I don't know if he's on it all the time. I know sometimes he'll listen in the morning, but, and then I got his little HD set up where it'll scan. But, where he works at, he can't pick up the signals for the most part. So, most of the time he won't hear much till he's at home.
Yeah, and what time of the day is he up?
I don't remember the model number, but it's a radio oddity, whatever that website's called. It's a little 2 meter, 70 centimeter radio off there. It's not a foul thing, I don't think. But it's very similar. You know, it's got the same audio software, you know, the same voice. Program's a lot of the same, but I ended up using Chirp to program it, which is pretty nice. But I threw a 19-inch antenna on it for him. So it should pick up pretty good, but it's just where he works. I guess it blocks the signal off for the most part. So he can hear the trial on repeater, and I think that's about it.
Building, I don't need you getting in the middle building. But if I step right outside, I can hit the repeater with my Baofeng from work. And it's got to be 50 miles, it's a pro flight.
You can't hear anything at work, because I've had my HD on me before. Because a lot of times I used to take it inside, because I wouldn't leave it in the car. But, you know, we had bad weather one time, and I turned it on the Skywarn. Couldn't hear nothing. I mean, there wasn't a single signal at all. So I just scrapped that whole idea. I don't ever take it in the plant with me anymore.
Down over here by the interstate.
I'm headed on in. I got maybe a mile left before I hit my exit. I'm just thinking how much fun it's going to be walking in the plant.
Get far, maybe 75 feet to get to the locker room, and I got the umbrella there.
Close parking, but it's never really been a thing. Every time we build a parking lot, it's way away from it, it seems. And, I guess it's not too bad where I'm parking now, but you're probably exposed for a good 5 minutes, maybe, from the time you get to your car. There's a little bit of a canopy at the turnstiles, and then it's kind of open to you get in the building.
Well, if it's blowing, it just goes right up under it anyway. But I do have a long trench coat, raincoat, once I get to my office.
And sideways. You know, you can only do you're soaking wet. I love it. KO4 CEF.
KN4 GFW.
Spare socks at work, but I never end up doing it.
H2, right?
Good idea. I just never go so far as actually to do it. I talk about it, but I never actually do it.
Locker room?
Got a, they call them little war rooms. It's an office for the section leaders. I've got a desk, but I never use it. I'm always out on the floors, so I just never worry about doing it. Like I said, I've always talked about it, just never pulled the trigger on it.
I've stuffed in my locker, my work shoes, my work keys, and everything, and I just, you know, put my street coat in there and get out my work coat and put on my work boots and everything. That way, I don't mess up my car with dirty shoes, and everything's always there.
It's kind of the way I used to do it. I've always kept my shoes. I've never been one to change those out, but as far as a locker. I used to keep a locker, but then once I took this position, I pretty much live out of my backpack for the most part. I mean, I need my work keys, and then it carries my lunch bag, and that's pretty much it. I don't even really keep much in my desk overall at work.
My work clothes, they just stay at work. I change out of my dirties and put on a clean one to drive home.
I don't even know if the hall I'm in, like the original plant, you know, they actually have full locker rooms, had showers in them and everything else. But all the, once they expanded, then it was just lockers. And most of the lockers are out on the floor, so you definitely won't be changing anywhere near those lockers. Because you're just kind of out, not in the open, but they're not private either. You know, you're just near a locker, and it's somewhere in the plant that everybody else goes as well.
You have a cleaning service for your uniforms, do you?
Before, they used to a long time ago. I never took advantage of it because the drop-off point was at the front of the plant, and that was the only place. Like, that one locker room that was originally built with the plant is up front and the original build. And they used to do it up there, and then I guess they just got where they didn't do it anymore. I guess it wasn't convenient, which it's not. But they don't offer it anywhere else in the plant. That was the only place you could drop off your clothes. So I'm sure office workers probably took advantage of it, but pretty much anybody else, the associates or whatnot, probably never used it.
Locker room is about the same way. It, not a lot of people use it, but I'm going to take advantage of it for sure. Susan appreciates it. She doesn't have to wash any of my work clothes, so that helps out. KN4 TFW.
I can definitely imagine it being a good thing. It would save on some extra laundry that you didn't have to have. So. But, Ken, I am pulling in the parking lot now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a great weekend. Maybe we'll talk to you this weekend. If not, Monday morning. You and the wife have a good one. Don't get hurt moving anything. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your file.
Andrew, you have an awesome day today. Try to stay dry, and I'll catch up with you later. 7-3. KN4 TFW.